One thing in particular I was curious about, you said that your own personal views were against nuclear vests, nuclear ships.
I said I supported the current nuclear-free legislation. I've said that publicly before.
And what about nuclear-powered vessels do you have?
I've said that I support the current legislation banning both nuclear-powered and armed ships. And that's the position I've been on.
That's always been your personal
position? It's always been my position, yes. And I said so back in the 90s, and I've said so again recently.
In taking that main chip off the table in terms of discussions with the United States, what you seem to be left with is politeness, essentially.
Well, it's, I think, a cynical view which lacks the depth of understanding of some of the exchanges that have occurred between the two countries in recent times. And I base my comments on a reasonably comprehensive attempt on my part to discern whether obstacles and what we might do about them.
Have you had any response from the United States yet?
I'm quite constantly getting feedback and trying to build that into our thinking.
You also said you didn't support an alliance-based foreign policy. Is that National Party position now?
No, it's not. Nothing that I've said to you is the National Party's position. Our position is that we will have a policy at the end of this parliamentary term, readiness for the next election. But I anticipated that someone was going to ask me the alliance question because I think I read about it in the New Zealand Herald today.
Yeah, that would be a major shift, though, really, for National, wouldn't it?
Not particularly. I think I used the expression independent foreign policy or independent New Zealand foreign policy several times, and I see us being able to establish a much more constructive relationship with the United States inside that sort of framework.
You talked about aligning, in many respects, national foreign policy with the governments, or at least having a bilateral approach.
Yes.
Doesn't that run the risk of not allowing you much differentiation on an area which Labor always likes to pull out at election time?
Well, I didn't say there'd be no differentiation. I went on to, I think, suggest that there was an underlying attitude difference to the United States. But I think that New Zealanders sense that we're a small, relatively remote nation, that we have a huge dependence upon international trade, and they look to particularly major political parties to put on a united face to the rest of the world wherever we can do that. And that's certainly something I believe senior politicians have responsibility to do.
Mr. Peters, in his speech and also at the stand-up afterwards, talked about how New Zealand's engagement with the Pacific could be that the United States should recognise that more, and it could be a factor in improving New Zealand's relationship with the United States. Do you buy into that?
Yes, I agree with that. I think that if you look at what New Zealand can bring to the table generally, in international terms, it is a leadership role in the Pacific that we need to work harder at. And I signalled today that both in the context of our own relationships directly and in the context of the Pacific Plan and the Forum, we're taking a very active interest in what we can do to demonstrate that leadership.
Do you think, just as an aside, Mr. Peters being Maori would help its engagement with the Pacific?
I think it probably does. I've travelled with Mr. Peters in the Pacific informally, and I think he's personally well-liked by many of the people that he's got to know over the years, and I'm sure that it hasn't harmed that relationship that he's of Maori ethnicity.
Since the caucus where you announced the change in policy on the nuclear ships issue, you said you received some feedback from the United States. What was that feedback?
What I did announce was a recommendation that I'd made to my colleagues, who would now discuss it go through a consultation process, and then we'll make a decision. Now, this was perhaps written up reasonably strongly by the media at the time, but the simple fact is that all I've done is make a recommendation. And I've had feedback from all sorts of quarters, and rather than address those individual bits of feedback as we go, I think we'd be better to put it all into the mix, share it with my colleagues first as a matter of courtesy, and then move on to a decision-making process.
That said, I mean, the departing speech by the ambassador was extremely, was quite forceful, really, in suggesting that New Zealand had spurned opportunities for a relationship with the United States.
Oh, look, it hasn't helped our relationship with the United States that our Prime Minister's chosen to take gratuitous pot shots at their President. But it doesn't help when they read on the New Zealand papers that she's given the new foreign minister a kick in the backside because he said he wants to improve the relationship with the US. I mean, those are things that that they do notice, and I think we're engaged in a process now which is going to take a little bit of time, but I'm very committed to restoring it properly.
You basically believe it can be restored, trust can be restored,
yes,
while maintaining the anti-nuclear policy.
Yeah, there are some limitations in the relationship that go with the legislation, but that is not all that stands in the way of improving the legislation, improving the relationship. And I think that if we are able to park that one issue, we'll be able to deal in a more constructive way with some of the other items that are on the table and which really matter to them.
It sounds like a form rather than a substance. Like, the substance of the New Zealand and the National Party and the Labour Party policy in relation to the United States is that we're very, very good friends. But their form of expressing that is a little bit rude and disrespectful.
Oh, well, it matters a great deal to the United States whether, for example, we run interference in relation to their interests in Japan, where they've got quite genuine strategic interests to protect. It matters a great deal whether we have seen on the world stage taking cheap pot shots at their president. Those things matter to them.
Where did that occur apart from the Al Gore comments?
Well, I referred specifically to her edict to her Minister of Foreign Affairs in no less a publication than the New Zealand Herald, that we didn't need to improve the relationship with the US.
What about running interference in Japan? That's a lot stronger allegation than you made in your speech.
Well, what I'm saying is that I think there's a perception in the United States that we've tried to market the nuclear-free policy in some other jurisdictions where it does matter to them a lot more than it matters here. And yes, I have picked that up around the traps from people who seem to have a view about these things. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.